Kum lenin ablak gemara. Now some of vav on the base on the bottom, and the gemara says here. Omer Rav Nachman, stop me here. Omer Nachman, 10 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Nachman, hashtag Omer Rav Nachman, smach lekanya. Now that we say smach, it's not kanya because the person assumed it'll never happen. He says, in 3 years, I don't pay you. You can take my field, even though it's substantially valuable, more valuable than the money you owe, because he never thought it'll happen. If you hold a smach, it's not kanya. Not like the Mishnah. So the land goes back. All the payers that the guy ate during that time, which he had no right to, he has to reimburse the borrower for that. Why? He ate it with permission. Remember, the Sov Rav Nachman, Mechila, Betos, Lav Mechila. Because the owner, the borrower, thought that the lender is allowed to sit and eat the fruits. So even though he allowed him to, it was based on a mistake, because he didn't know the halacha. Because he didn't know the halacha, therefore that Mechila is Betos, Lav Mechila. Therefore, the lender has to pay back every fruit that he ate during those 3 years. Freddy Gimora, we eat more, ask you a question. You want to say Mechila Betos? Is not Mechila. Let me ask you a question. Hamoyche paid his dekel chavere. There's an argument if you can sell something which doesn't exist yet. Now, if somebody sells fruits of a palm tree to a friend, Omer Avuna, actually, bol oilam, even though I hold that you could sell dover shaloy bol oilam, something which is not in existence yet, but as long as it did not come into existence, they can all change their mind. Yoch lachzbe, Abba Mishabola oilam, once the fruits began to blossom, ain yoch lachzbe, if it falls too late, you cannot change your mind. Even when it came to the world, you can change your mind. Why? Because you cannot sell at the time when you sold it, it didn't exist, so it's not a sale.
You can't sell the rights to next year's crop.
It has to be something tangible. So property with some, you have to have something tangible. Says Gemara, Rav Nachman, how it says, let's say you sold.
If you sell
some
of
the
next year's crop,
on the field, and everything,
but I'm also hiring the tree.
Yeah, you have to sell. That's called payless, a deck of payless, something else. Yeah, you have to have some of the oil. Yeah,
the field and its produce.
Yeah. Now, Rav Nachman said, I'm moedah, even though I say it was never a kinyan. What happened? The guy didn't know the halacha, so he assumed the payas were his and he started eating them. I'm moedah. The shamid vachal, if he started picking the payas, the person who bought it, and started to eat it based on the fact that he thought he bought it, loy mafkinam, we do not take away from him. Why? Because it's because the balabas allowed him to do it, and mechila betos is a good mechila. Chastida. But what are you comparing? Over there he came in thinking it was a purchase and the guy was Mechilim, so Mechilim Betos is a valid Mechilim. Over here, the guy was a lender, since it turned out to be that the property he had no right to in the first place, which means it looks like if he doesn't pay for the payers, it looks like he took Ribbis. And you know, I'll take Ribbis. Omar Rava, so Mechilim doesn't help. Omar Rava, I said before Rav Nachman, when I said this whole sugya, Uboi Loisvei, I wanted to ask him a question of Aino. You tell me Mechila Betos. It's not a Mechila. So I wanted to ask him a concept, the whole concept of Aino. You want to say that Mechila Betos is a Mechila. That if, in other words, once he took the fruits, he doesn't have to pay back. Because Mechila Betos have Mechila. I want to ask him for Aino. The whole idea of Aino, I paid you for, even though it's a six more, and the fact that I paid you, that I didn't Mechila you. And yet, you have to give him back my money. And the Oidik, and he realized that I'm asking him a question. He noticed. So then, Chazisan, he showed me Islandis, a Braisa regarding Islandis. So that's my question. What's going on here? But you know, my question would have been, I know Mechila Betoisi. I know it's Mechila Betoisi. I didn't know that it was a six more, and I was Meichel, and yet Vlahav Mechila, you have to reimburse me. So what are you telling me, a mice over here, that if he took the fruits off, he doesn't have to pay back for the fruits? Look at, I know the whole concept of, you know, is Mechila Betoisi, and it's not a Mechila. But Oidik, and he noticed when I'm staying there, Chazis, and he showed me Islandis. What's the Islandis? How the Islandis, the Mechila Betoisi have? When you married her, you had no idea she was an Islandis. And she allowed you to eat this and all the take her things, you know, nixamalug and all that kind of stuff. So it's a mechila betos. That now we learned hamam enes, a woman who's mayim v'hashniyam, a woman who's mayim, or there's a girl that her father died. Now her mother marries her off till the age of 12. She has the right to walk away. Or hashniya, someone that's midirabbanan, like, you know, a great grandma, something that's awesome, only marry midirabbanan. But Matayid, it's a valid marriage. There are islandies, and this woman that turns out to be that she's islandies for male ram. It turns out to be that she's not able to conceive. Ain lehem, and she doesn't have any of the signs of a female. Ain lehem like suva, they're not entitled to a suva. We're talking about even the extra things you added to the ksuva, because the whole thing's like a mekach tos. The whole thing's a mistake. And the late paidas, the takana, Rambam said, regarding that he keeps the paidas of the thing. She's not entitled to get them back. She's not entitled to mezainis. She gave him clothing. He doesn't have to return it to her. He's going to return to her. So lechayr was he from there? What? That mechila betos is a mechila, because she. You don't have to. Why don't you return the clothes? If the whole thing's a mekach tos and everything falls apart, he should give back to her everything that he took. No, boss. She was mechila. That's what his answer was. Says the Gemara. This whole conversation is wrong. Loi, I know have it yufta. There's no question from Einor. And loi, Eilonis may say, nor is Eilonis even help him at all. Why? Loi, Einor, what was the question to Einor? That a sixth, and he's Michael, and he was Michael, yet you have to reimburse him. The loi yada the Isa, Einor, the Machel Gabe. When do we say Mechila Batas? I know exactly what you're doing. I just thought that halachically, you're allowed to. So there's a Batas, so therefore Mechila Batas, we say, is a good Mechila. Over here, I didn't know the Matthias. I didn't know I was being overpaid. I didn't know I was being gypped. I didn't know I'm paying a six more. So what was I being meichel here? There's no meichel at all.
In order to be meichel, you have to know what's happening.
Exactly. No, boss, I say, halacha is allowed to go, take it. So there's no meichel here.
Which person would be meichel?
Where?
I'm saying, in general, can you say?
I let you. I thought that there's a good sale. I sold it to you, right? So I thought it was a good sale. And you bought it. You thought it was a good sale. So you went ahead and ate the fruits. That's Mechil Adam. That's Mechil Batos. Yeah, you don't know you're being ripped off. So what am I being Mechil here? If he tells you Mefudish. No, fine. If he tells you Mefudish, remember we learned that you're allowed to. Then there's no way no. But, and why is Islands not supporting? Look, Islands, you see that there's Mechila, Mechila, Batos, have Mechila. But Islands say, then Ichle, then Eifle, no. Maybe Mechila Batos is not, but she's happy to be Mechila because she's an Islands. She's going to find it very difficult to get married. But if people know that she was once married, that means she's eligible, that people can live with her for a long time, she'll have an easier chance to get married again. So therefore, she's happy. Let the marriage, we don't want a bad word to come out there and everyone say she's a terrible woman. Let her keep whatever he had, be happy. Maybe I can marry somebody else. The Isha let her have a good name that she's married, a marriageable woman, a woman that's able to get married. Aicha, there's a woman, the Amrula, who's a gavra, told the person, Zil Zovinli, I'd go purchase me a land, Mikraivai, from my relative. Also, the guy where the Shliach went, Zovinlo, and he bought the land. Amalei, so the vendor said to the Shliach, I have a Lizuzi, I want to make a condition, if I have money, Mahaderet Loneli, that I have a right to take my field back. I have to sell it now, I need the money, but if I'm hard pressed, but if I have the money, I want to take it back. Amalei, so the Shliach didn't want to get involved. He said, look, At, you, the Navla, Ache, you, and Navla, Rashi says that Navla in Aramaic means he or she. I'm not sure how. And then Rashi, that's what he heard, but he doesn't like it. He thinks Navla was a name. Manuval, or a name. Or Aramaic means he or she. I don't know how Navla becomes to he or she. Ache, you the relatives, work it out. So what happened to Piles? Whenever you say you and the shliach says you and that person are relatives, so obviously you're working together. The guy, the vendor, is relying that the only condition he's selling the property is based on the way his understanding is that he can give him the money and take it field back. It's not a final sale. So the land goes back. Let's say the vendor then gives the money and takes the land back from this woman, Navla, or the paid.
Did she make him No.
Zero. But the vendor is saying, it's the only condition, I'm giving it away. Who cares what you know? because of kinship. Because of kinship, we're saying that probably she'll agree whatever conditions he wants. Kol ach v'navla ache, because there's that kinship. Yeah. Says the Gemara. So now four or five years later, the guy has money and he takes a field back. What happens to all the fruits that she ate during those 4 or 5 years? If he takes the field back, comes out that the whole thing was only a loan, that the money that she gave him, it was actually a loan. So if she eats the fruits, isn't that ribus? But there's two kinds of ribus. There's ribus ktutze, which is fixed, and there's avak ribus, which is only rabbanon. And we're passing like Rabbi Lezer before, that ribus ktutze yoytze b'dayonin, the yonin take it back. But the ribus, avak ribus, once you ate it, we don't take it back. So the question is, what do we consider this, that she ate those 3 years that she had?
Going back to that one, context that when you buy these things with this condition,
yeah,
does that mean that you have got some form of limited ownership? You've got limited rights, and this probably can't unsell it.
More than we learned before, if the lokeach offers to give the field back, that means he's selling it now. If there's a condition that you have to give it back to me, that means it was never a sale. So the meicher was never a sale. Then it's a loan. You can't. Then all you got to pay in the fruit.
You've got no rights to unsell and do things.
Not at all.
If the owner doesn't say, don't eat the fruit,
he doesn't have to, but it's an ibus. Because if you, the money that the owner has holding it for 3 years was like a loan now,
that's the
and he's giving it back to the guy taking his field back, comes out that if that person also has the benefit of the fruits.
You've got the money back and you've got the produce.
Yeah. So, my, ribus, so is it ribus, fixed ribus, but Yanni Garashi has to repay him. I deal with avak ribus, is it only considered avak ribus, the dust of ribus, and Yaitzi, you don't have to pay it back. Because it's not really been fixed. Rabba Barav Huna says, Mistabra, it makes more sense. It's only Midrabbonon because it's not a fixed amount. Usually Ribbus is a fixed amount, 5%, 3%, whatever it is. There's no fixed amount here. And therefore, Ven Yaitzib Yonim, Vichain, Omar Rabba, Rabba says the same thing. Kiavak Ribbus Habe, since it's not a fixed amount, it's like Avak Ribbus, Ven Yaitzib the Yonim. You don't take that, but the Yonim. Omle Rabbi the Rabba, Sabai said Rabba, what about Mashkanta Mai? What about if the borrower gave the lender a mashkin and to hold, he gave a pledge of land straight away, and they didn't make up anything regarding the fruits? Stam. And now that the lender has the property, he goes in and eats the fruits. How do we treat those fruits? Is it like ribus tutsu or avak ribus? Hosam is the word to say. Hosam time ma is the word over there by the case of this woman. Why we all paskin that it's only the rabban? Mishum de loy kotzle. He didn't fix a price. He didn't fix how much fruits he can eat or what value. Is hachinamila kotzle, and that's why it's avak ribus over here also. The lender's keeping the mashkin and he eats the fruits. He didn't make up with him how much the fruits are worth or what percentage. So therefore, it's only avak ribus and whatever. He ate, he keeps. I do my hosam. Made the vodges. No, over there it came to a sale through a sale, because she. What right does she have to the field? She thought she bought it. Therefore, the fruits that she ate, because it wasn't nominated an amount, and she thought she bought it. It's only a vaklibus. But here it's a loan, straight out loan. So even though you didn't make up with him how much the fruits you can eat or what value, whatever it is, it's mamish like ribus tutsa. Hochava, and here's like hava. He said, "Hosam time, my mishul lekostle, hachanam lekostle." He answered back. Rabba said, "No, avak ribus is ribus tutsa is when you fix an amount, and avak ribus is when it's not fixed." Omba, Rapopi says, "Ovid Ravina Uvde, Ravina once actually paskin in the halacha v'choshiv." It's loss. Avak ribus is loss of rabbanon, but I can't collect it back from you. So the puppy once he said that Ravina once actually paskin halach lemaisa v'choshiv. He calculated how many fruits the malva ate during those 3 or 4 years that he held on to the pledge. V'afik peder, and he took out the peder. The like Rabbi Ravuna. Rabbi Ravuna said it's called avak ribus because not a fixed amount. Yeah, because not a fixed amount. He said, I don't care, not a fixed amount. Since it came because of a loan, it's ribus ktsutis mamish ribus, even though there's no fixed amount, and he collected it all back. Now, the next piece of the mode is very hard, so let's hold a couple of it. Mar, the son of Rabbi Yosef, said in the name of Rav, there were different kinds of mashkins that they used to give. Everyone used to borrow money, used to give a field as a pledge. And there were different kinds of arrangements that they used to have. One is called a mashkanta ba'asa de mesalki, which means, let's say I borrow for 5 years and I give you the mashkin, but I have a right to pay you at 5 years means the maximum, not the minimum. So if I have the money in 2 years, I can go to the malva, give him back his money, and take my field back. So it's called a mashkin ba'asa in the region, the mesalki, that I could take you back. Which means then that every day that the malva is holding on to the field, he doesn't know whether he's going to have it tomorrow, because the borrower might collect the money, might get the money somewhere else, and repay him. So basically the mashkin is purely on loan. Right? He has no rights in it, nothing. It's only on loan. Is therefore ochal shezuze, because it's on loan, he has no right to eat the fruits. It's mamish ribis. Therefore, if he ate from the produce over the meshach of 3 years, let's say it was a 5 year loan, 3 years, he ate from the produce equal to the amount of the loan. Finished, the loan is over, and he gives back the property. Misal kinle, we chase him away. But what about Ochal Tfei? If he ate more, let's say he ate the full 5 years, the first 3 years paid off the loan, but the next 2 years he continued eating because it was a 5 year loan. Loy Mavkin and Menei, we don't take away because it's a Vakribis, because it wasn't a fixed amount. And Veloy Mechashevinim and Shtar L'Shtar. He can't say, oh, well, you have 2 years of extra produce and I owe you money from another Shtar. Let's deduct these 2 years of produce from that other Shtar. You don't say that. Because it's only Avakribis. And Avakribis we don't take out. But when it comes to Yisemin, it's a little bit different. By Yisemin, we treat it very differently. If the lender is the borrower is Yisemin, once the 3 years expire, we take the field away from him. Ochal Tfei, Mavkin, and Menei, if he ate more, we take the money away from him. By Yisemin, we help them out. Even though it's Avakribis, we take the money away. Or deduct it from another loan. Amar Rav Ashi. Rashi says, "Hashtad amnada." You say, "Ochal tfei." If he ate more than what he's entitled to, since it's only a vakribus, we don't take the money away from him. Ochal shezuzi. I disagree with you. I hold that even if he ate the first 3 years, let's say he ate enough that is equal to the amount of the loan, loy misal kinele beloy zuzi. You can't walk away free. You still got to pay him. The bar has to pay him. Lucheda, why? My timer. If you take the field back without paying, is afuke minehu havi and without it, you're not taking it. Havi avakribis comes out that what is it? It's avakribis, but avakribis any yitzib of the yonim. That go does not go out mid the yonim. No, because you're taking the property back. If you don't have to pay any money for it, right? The borrower doesn't have any money for it because that's how it is. And he ate more. He ate more than 3 years. And if you don't have to pay any money for the, let's say it's 5 year loan, and the first 3 years covered the whole loan, and then he continued another 2 years, and we say that what he ate the next 2 years, you're not allowed to take away from him because the vakribis you don't pull away. If you don't pay him for the first 3 years, comes out that it's as if you are taking away the vakribis because you're taking the field away from him. Well, you're taking the field away. It looks like you're taking away the avakribus. So you have to pay him for the loan and take nothing from him.
You're getting the benefit of the avakribus.
Yeah.
No, but hang on, lender's getting the benefit. Because
lender's in possession of the field.
2 years. You got produce for another 2 years.
Say it again.
If the loan is repaid during the first 3 years,
yeah,
from the produce, but the lender's there for another 2 years.
Yeah.
The lenders are there for another 2 years taking the produce. So, what's the issue with these 2 extra years?
Let's do Rashi inside here. Look at the bottom Rashi. Loim is al kina leba loy zuzi. He says, now that we don't take away avakribis, then he, even if he ate just the amount of the money, we don't take away from him. Unless you pay him. Why? So he says like this. Loim is al kina leba zuzi. Ad she yitain. So you got to pay him for the entire loan. Since now the fruit that he ate, he didn't eat because that's the payment of the loan. It wasn't a payment of the loan. You're paying him. Comes out that every fruit that he ate is a vakribis. And you cannot take it out of the yonim. And if you chase him out of the field below zuze, without any money, you're taking away the riba that he ate. So he's saying here that if there's a mixture of riba of a full payment of the loan, and there's a little bit extra that you didn't pay,
the borrower's handing back money also on account.
We're forcing the borrower to pay for the loan. Now that you tell me that anything more over and above what the value of the loan is the avakribus and he cannot take it, then the whole field now becomes avakribus. If you take the field without paying any money, that means that everything that the owner ate there, if you take it without paying any money, that means that the owner, the lender really, never owned the field.
Any hanor that he had is
avakribus. Everything looks like avakribus here, the whole thing. And therefore, because and it comes out that you're taking by taking the field away before the date or whatever it is, comes out that you are now turning into whatever you did in Tavakribus. So we don't want that. So therefore, you now going ahead and paying him the loan, comes out that the field, while he had it, he owned it. And if he had a right to eat the fruits. He disagreed. You said before the Baisem Tani were much more lenient, and we said that we will pull away our Bakribas and all that. No, he didn't. He said the same thing. Omar Rava. Rava said, top of the page. Rava said, Rava, the son of Rabbi Yosef, said in the name of Rava. Hi, Mashkanta, this Mashkin, Ba'asa, the Misalke, in a place where you could tell the lender, take, go away. Leinechel, Peder, should not eat Peder's, Ela Benechiyasa. In other words, you should deduct every year. But what you should do is deduct every year the fruits that he ate. So, little Rashi. Ba'asa, the Misalke, Leinechel, Peder, Ela Benechiyasa. In a place where I can chase you away. You should not eat the fruit because I can chase you away. It's alone, and if it's alone, you're not allowed to eat fruit because it looks like ribis. So you should not eat fruits unless you're actually deducting from the loan. Says Rashi, she in three lines on top. She nakalei minachayv davar kotzav l'shana. Fix a price every year how much you take off from the loan. The nida kemoichalei. It looks like then that you are selling to him in the field. The yoded besafik. Even though you don't know how many potatoes you're going to grow every year, it's a risk. Maybe you'll have a bountiful year, or maybe you'll have a terrible year. It'll be a drought or whatever, a flood. You need to fix a price. So it turns out to be that it's more that if, let's say the malva benefits because he got more fruit, it just doesn't matter because it's a risk. Both taking a risk here. If you work out $50 a year, we're going to deduct from the loan. Could be you'll make $100 a year of produce, so the malva l'chayda looks like ribus, right? It's a problem. But it could be that you'll make no money on the produce because maybe it'll be a flood or a drought. So therefore, it's a business arrangement. It's not a ribus arrangement. But dafke ba'asa de mesalka. This only works in a place where I have a right to take the field back. Aver ba'asa de mesalka, a place I have no right to take it back, which means that the 5 years that you have it, it actually belongs to you. Kol yimei hazman havi kimichirat. You don't need to deduct anything because it belongs to the malva. Let's continue. Okay, so back to Gemara. So high mashkanta ba'asa de mesalka, in a place in the meaning is I can take you away. Leinechel el b'nechiyasa. The only way that you can eat fruit is if you fix an amount. You must fix a nominal amount and deduct it every year. Therefore, no matter what happens, this is the amount we deduct. So there's no ribus. However, Trubim Rabbanan, because this is a trick, a Trubim Rabbanan, a rabbi who has to be a shining example, has to be, you know, a paragon of excellence. Afilu, that's why we say today there are no rabbis. Afilu b'nechiyasa leinechel. That even deduction you shouldn't need because it looks like ribus. Sorry? Oh. Ella b'mayneichol. So how can the rabbi ben b'chlal eat? B'kitzusa. We'll see later what kitzusa means. Susi machlekes. Tell you what are you talking about? Kitzusa. Kitzusa means fixing the amount. We'll see what that means. Honeychol madam kitzusa shayi. That you're allowed to do that kind of thing of fixing.
See, you got to go to Tzubi Rabon. It's a business.
There's a din that a Turban Rabbanon, if he comes and sells wares, and everybody has to buy from him first, and once he has nothing left, then you go to everybody else. So there's an advantage of being business and a Turban Rabbanon.
Why? Because that patters him from business.
He's going back to learning. Exactly. Also, you look at the Cheddar, a cover of potato. Kitzusa Vasunzi is a special arrangement, like a sharecropper. Vasunzi. So, Hani Chalmadam Kitzusa Shai, you don't hold Kitzusa allowed to, so that's what Tamar Chacham does. Elamadam Kitzusa Shai, Kitzusa is Asa, Michael Maymar.
You don't have to always
help them
go out learning in Quillen, because they're going to go and sell groceries for half a day. You'd be happy because what you're saying, you're not giving the schnoz, you'd be happy for them to do their
I'd be happy if I could find a worker for half a day.
You get him to work for you. Get someone that I want to work for you.
The Eidma, we learn, Kitzusa, what's Kitzusa? First of all, before we know what Kitzusa is, we know there's a machlek, you know, Bachar, Rabin, a chad domek Kitzusa, Shai, you're allowed to do the arrangement of Kitzusa, a chad domek Kitzusa, Sikh, Sikh, Asa. Hey, chid domek, what kind of arrangement is it? A very interesting arrangement. A sharecropper is somebody that works all day in your field, and he gets a share in the profits. It doesn't get a wage, you get a share in the profits, a third, a half, a third, a quarter, whatever it is. So this is the arrangement they used to make. They made, let's say, a 10-year, they would give the pledge for 10 years, the field for 10 years to the lender to borrow the money, and they made an arrangement where 5 years one way and 5 years another way, and it goes like this. So one opinion says the following. This is how we understand Kitzusa. Domli says, Ad Chameshni, in the first 5 years, Achil Nala B'loy Nechiyasa. The first 5 years, you lender, you can enjoy the produce of my field, and you don't deduct anything from the loan. It's all yours. The first 5 years, it's all yours.
So it's as though you bought the field.
Says, oh yeah, but mikandre, the next 5 years, shai mila kula peda, all the fruits belong to me, and whatever you produce, you deduct from the loan that I borrowed from you. This is the same thing as sharecropper. Instead of dividing it horizontally, you're dividing it vertically. Instead of every year we divide half-half, we'll divide 5 years you, 5 years me. That's what it is. So the first 5 years...
It's not a very clever arrangement for the balabais.
It looks like it was common.
No, but you want the guy who's working to have an active interest in looking after the field the whole 10 years. Not that after 5 years of working like an ever, they'll say, okay, now it's the Adam's payers, now I'm going to sit back and take it easy.
Obviously, trust him. You trust me with money, I trust you with my field.
No, but you're making a financial arrangement. In a financial arrangement, it has to be a
advice is common.
Yeah, but there's a loan hanging over all this. The guy lent the money and he's going
to... Yeah, he wants to get paid back. He knows he wants... Exactly, that's a good incentive.
I thought this is a sharecropper.
Yeah, no, it's not a sharecropper. This is a loan, a lender and a borrower.
Now, what you do is...
It's an incentive.
You've got a sharecropper arrangement. Here, you've got a lender and a borrower...
So he's saying instead of repaying the loan, you work in the field, and this percentage, your wage, you pay the debt. Yeah.
Okay, so this is called kitzusa, and that's the machlekes of Rav Acher Avinu, whether you're allowed to do that or not, because it looks a little bit like ribbis, the malvah for 5 years. The first 5 years, the malvah is taking all the fruits. It looks like ribbis. However, so one opinion said, but this is a sharecropping arrangement, so it's not ribbis, it's a business arrangement. I said, no.
5 years have got a risk.
Yeah. No, not the risk. The second 5 years belongs completely to the other guy. First 5 years belongs this. So this, that's a sharecropping. The other one's another. Look, this looks like ribbis. First 5 years, everything goes straight to the lender. It looks clearly like ribbis. That's one version. Ikidam, another version, says, no, everyone agrees that that is not. I'll do this way. But kol b'loynichi yasa us. If you don't have this deduction, if the first 5 years you don't start deducting from the loan, that's us. It looks like ribbis. No good. Hechidomi kitus the other way around. Ad chamishnim achilim and chiyos. The first 5 years, let's deduct from the loan. And the kanda elif shamin lo kula peda. So the first 5 years, we'll deduct from the loan. And the next 5 years, we will assess you the paydas. You can have the paydas. So the other way around. So because the other way around, it doesn't start off looking like ribbis. It looks more like that belongs to you. Yeah. The one who asks in the first case that looks like ribbis, but in the second case doesn't look like ribbis anymore. Or the man the one who says that the second version, the one who says you're not allowed to, even in this version you're not allowed to, and surely you're not allowed to in the first case. So how can the batamachachem ever eat? How can anybody eat in this arrangement? Well, it says surely no one's mutter ki mashkante the suda, the famous mashkante the suda, which we had in Shas a number of places. It's a mashkin as well, and this is how they did it in Surya. Surya they did was the kosvi b'hach. This arrangement had in Surya. The mishlim shanya elun, when there's 10 years, let's say 10 years, 10 years are expire. Tefik ada double like kesef. The loan is over. So this is how you do it. You have the field. We don't talk about the payments. You have the field is yours, and in 10 years, the field goes right back to me, and I owe you nothing. The wording of that shows more like a sale rather than a pledge where you're Shiloh who gets the payers. I'm selling it to you for 10 years and then you get selling it back to me for nothing. So that's why that is no ribbis, that's mutter.
Sharia lending.
Sharia compliant.
Yeah. I thought it's like a
hetariska
in Hebrew.
It's a bit different.
Now, Papa, hi, Mashkanta. Get back to the Mashkan we talked about before. But Asa, the Mesalka, in a place where I can take you away, where I can pay you up anytime I want and get and chase you out, that means you have no ownership whatsoever in the field. Since you have no ownership in the field, the lender, even though he's holding on to the field, if he owes money to somebody else, that lender has no right to take the field because he has no rights in it. If he dies and then he still has the field another 7 or 8 years, the doesn't get double because the lender has no rights in it. And there's a loan and there's a shmita that goes by in the middle and they didn't do a prusbul and all that. The loan gets cancelled because the karka does not belong to the lender at all. Of course it is.
What, if you've got a 6 year loan?
Yeah, of course it is. We're learning, giving more makas. A base and a base. But that's where you need a prusbul, whatever it is. Not just if it falls due now. It's a machlekes actually in the base and base. In a place where I have no right, most I give it to you for 5 years, the loan, I give you the field as a pledge. I have no right to take it back from you. It's more like a sale, more like you own the field during these 5 years. Then if he owes money, Baal Chayv come and take it away and use it for the rest of the next few years. The next few years, because he got paid up already. So Shvi is not Mishama. Then at the end of the 5 years, he says to the borrower, you want your field back? Pay me my loan. This mashkin, in a place where they chase you away. In other words, the lender has absolutely no rights to the field. Misalka, I can chase him away any day, any hour of the day. Afilu mitamra, even from those dates, the avudya that fell down from the tree and they landed, and he used to have these mats. That he's to catch all of these things. If he didn't take it into his house yet, if he didn't make a kinyan yet, if he wasn't kinyan yet, who owns those dates that fell down? The borrower. Because the lender has no rights in it whatsoever. The i'ag be'inu besistin. However, if he put it in his own baskets, the lender put the dates already in his own basket, even though it's sitting on the field, kananu, then the lender's kinyan because he'd made a kinyan into it. The one who says that the lekelim of the lekech. Even the mats. Who owned the mats? The mats belongs to the lender. The one who holds that the kelim of the lekeach is sitting in the house of the meicher, he's koine. So then the mats are koine for the lender, even though he didn't put them into a basket yet. That's for certain. The Mesalk in a place where I can chase you away. And he said, Loi Mr. Lakna. And he made it tonight at the time. The meaning in this city is that that I can come, I gave it to you for 5 years, I can come any day and take it away from you. But if I clearly made up with you, Mishas, when we made the loan, I said, when we transacted the loan, I said, I will not take it away from you. I mean, I'm not going to follow the meaning in this place. Or the lender said it. The condition is that you cannot take it back from you whenever you want. And that's why he gave the land. So then surely, like Mr. Lakner. How come there's a Lakner? Surely he's no Shaila. The guy can't come in, the borrower, and take the field back because you made a deal that will not take it back. Fine. What about in a place where the meaning is not to chase away? He knows you have to wait the full 5 years. And the borrower said, Mr. Lakner, I want to have the right to be able to chase you away earlier. Okay, you have a right to say that. But do you need to make a kinyan for that transaction or not? Do we say it's only dibur and dibur is meaningless? Yeah, or is it some kind of a kinyan you have to make so that you can enforce that I can take the field back from you earlier?
Wouldn't you have, if you have this sort of arrangement, wouldn't you actually document it in the shahab?
Yeah, but you have to make, he didn't. He spoke about it as a question. It's a dibur ba'almanat. Now, Papa, I'm going to make a kinyan. I'm going to make a kinyan. Omar, he said, what happens if he says, if the borrower says to the lender, Azel, I will go over Icy Zuzi. He says to the lender, I will go, I'm getting money and I'm going to pay you. And stop eating the fruits. Right? In a place where the meaning is, I can take you away. I can chase you away. But when I bring you the money. So I'm telling you right now, I have the money. I'm going to the bank to pick it up tomorrow morning. I'm giving you notice right now, so stop eating the fruits. Because any fruit you eat now, you're a ganef. Because you no longer have the right. They shouldn't eat. What happens if he says, I don't have the money in the bank yet, but I'm going to go work right now. I'm going to go borrow from here. I have nothing yet in the hand, but I'm going to organize it and stop eating. Is that enough to tell the guy to stop eating or not? Ravino, continue eating because you don't have the money yet. What's the problem? Why shouldn't he eat? Yeah. Shouldn't eat. Why? Because he's getting the money. And since he's ready to organize to get the money, and it's a place where the minigas you can chase away, you can chase away. You cannot, you should not stop eating. The moment he gives you notice that he's out to get the money, since it's not yours anyway, stop eating. Rav Kahana, should we stop here?